All right, folks, week six in the NFL, and still going to throw out some of my college plays. Last week was very brutal for me. I mean, I guess maybe the numbers don't look as bad because I hit both sides on the Thursday night, and I've been killing on weeknight games, by the way. But the only game I really got right on Sunday was my concrete lock of the week, where I told you I was taking the worst team from last year against the best team from last year, and I took the Colts plus seven, and they won outright. But stinkers all the way around, a couple back doors that really hurt. I hope that didn't come across the wrong way. But either way, here's a couple games we have going on, and I want to update you. I'm 3-2 on my locks, 23-15-2, even with the bad weeks. There's still eight games above 500 coming into this week. And in college football, which has surprised me because college is normally my baby and where I make a ton of money, 16-15 in college plays. Thursday night college football, I like Troy plus the 1.5 against Western Kentucky. Probably the only time they'll be on national TV. I think the home crowd, they play well, win that game. Colorado, Arizona State, I'm taking that under the total. On Friday night, love Navy, Central Michigan over 60. And only a couple plays on Saturday. Texas Tech plus 4 against West Virginia. I know the line does not make any sense. Texas Tech did have the best defense coming into college football statistically until they faced Oklahoma last week. They are at home. West Virginia coming off an emotional win over Texas. I like Texas Tech to get it done plus the 4. I think they actually upset them and beat them outright. I'm going to take Purdue minus the 2 points versus Wisconsin. Took Purdue last week. They really let me down. They came back in the second half, but just atrocious in the first half. I like Notre Dame minus the 7 against Stanford. I like LSU at home against South Carolina. I think they get the job done. That's a small play. But my big play on Saturday, BYU minus 5.5 over Oregon State. Oregon State ranked, and they're a 5.5-point underdog at BYU. I think BYU rolls them. When BYU's defense is clicking, one of the toughest teams in the country defensively to match up with. But they have games where they shut you down. They have games where they give up 50 points. I think this is one where they're going to shut down Oregon State's offense. Just my opinion. I'll take them minus the 5.5. NFL Thursday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers defense is banged up. Going to miss Troy Polamalu. Going to be missing Lamar Woodley. So you look at the injuries that they have on defense in the short week. I like Tennessee plus the points. I think the Steelers find a way to win it by a field goal. Just my guess. I wouldn't be surprised if Tennessee won the game outright. And I know I've been talking about Thursday nights and how bad it's been for offenses. This one goes over the total, folks. I think we see a high-scoring game here between these two teams. Just my take, my guess, my estimation, I guess I should say. Tennessee and the over on Thursday night. Coming up on Sunday, I like Seattle plus 3.5 versus New England. This was one that I typically make my lock. You know how I like to take home dogs as my lock. But Seattle plus 3.5, that defense, that stadium, I think New England struggles, and Seattle keeps it definitely within a field goal. I love the fact you're getting a hook. I'll take Cleveland getting some points at home against Cincinnati. I've seen it as far as plus 2, plus 1. Cleveland gets their first win of the year. They beat the Bengals come Sunday. San Francisco minus 6.5 against the Giants. Don't love this game. There weren't a ton of games that I really love this weekend. I actually just gave out two of them, and, of course, my lock of the week. But I think San Fran rolls them by more than the touchdown, getting a little revenge from last year. Arizona and Buffalo, I like it to go under the total. It's at 43 points. I think Arizona's defense steps up, slows down Buffalo. Buffalo's defense does just enough to trip up Arizona to keep it under the total. And on Monday night, I like Denver and San Diego under 49.5 points. Everybody's expecting a shootout. It can still be a relatively high-scoring game, 24-21, whatever. I still believe this goes under the total. Now, my concrete lock of the week, you may have heard me talking about it. It's not going to be the most popular pick this week, and people will probably be upset if I'm right and hate my guts. I don't like the way this Ravens defense has played at all. I think they've looked terrible defensively, and they've been very fortunate to get some turnovers. The Cowboys are coming off a bye. Cowboys can rush the passer. They've got some young cornerbacks. Rob Ryan, 2 weeks to get ready. I think the Cowboys win the game outright, but I'll gladly take 3.5 points. Ravens have been a terrific home team. They've got Houston next week. I think the Cowboys win this game outright, but as I said, I'll take the 3.5 points. Cowboys, my concrete lock of the week. Whichever way you decide to go, I hope it works out for you. Good luck, and I'll talk to you next week.